Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedron Daf Mem Ches. We are starting about the fifth line at the two dots. And today's office sponsor, Leilu Nishmas, Maris Mirim Sar, Basim Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we were in the middle of Machlokes Abayin Rava regarding Hazmana, designation, Techricha, and burial shrouds were woven for a mace, but not actually used yet. So Abayin holds are usher to benefit from because Hazmana Milsa, the mere designation of them for the mace, gives them the status. Whereas Rava argues that Techricha are not usher because Hazmana Lav Milsa. And the parentheses over here detail a whole bunch of discussions that are going to be coming up in the Gemara. And so we begin Mace Fate. This is going to be a question on Rava. We have a brass that says, Kippa Shutami Midras. This is not referring to Kippa like a yarmulke that a man wears. It's actually referring to a kerchief that a woman wears on her head. And it's Tami Midras. And without going to all the details, Tumas Midras is the Tuma applied to an item which a Zav or Zava sat on. And the key over here is that it has to be something that's meant for sitting on. And since a kerchief could be used as a cushion, therefore it could be Tami Midras. What did she do? In a Sonatu La Sefer, she designated it to be used as a cover for Sefer Torah, Tar Mina Midras. It's Tar from Tumas Midras. I will Tami Maga Midras, but it's Tami because it was touched by a Midras. Now, from the fact that we see over here that all she did was designated to be used as a cover of Sefer Torah, and obviously you're not allowed to sit on the cover of Sefer Torah, so it means that it can't be Tami Midras anymore, and it also tells us that as Mana Milsa, because again, all she did was designate it, and already it loses its status of Tuma. So the Gemara says, no, Emo, we could explain as follows, in a Sonatu Ukarachto, that she not only designated for the Sefer Torah, but she also wound it around the Sefer Torah. Ask the Gemara, Lomili Sonatu Ukarachto, why do we have to say that? Why does it have to be both? Once you're saying that she used it for the Sefer Torah, that itself should take off its status of Midras. So the Gemara answers, no, because Rechiz is just like Rechiz, Dadar Rechiz, he says, Hai Sudra da Azmanil Meitzer Batfilin, this kerchief that was used to be a pouch for Tfilin, Vitzar Batfilin, and it was used to wrap Tfilin, meaning it was used as a pouch. Also, Meitzer Batpshiti, one is not allowed to use it for coins anymore. However, Azmane, Veloit Tsarbe, if it was designated to be used as a pouch for Tfilin, but it was never actually used to house the Tfilin, or Tsarbe Veloit Azmane, if it was used to house the Tfilin, but it was never designated for this, Shari Meitzer Batpshiti, so one is allowed to use it for coins. And so we see that actually we need both Hazmana and usage of the actual thing for its purpose. Now the question just says, Ulabai to Amr Hazmana Milsahi. What about according to Abai that Hazmana is significant? So that means that he would argue with Rav Chisda on this. What would he hold? Azmane, if it was designated, Aflagav Deloit Sarbe, even if it was never used. However, let's say it was the other way around. Tsarbe, it was used for the tefillin, e Azmane in. If it was also designated, then it's usher to be used for something simple, Eloi Azmane Loi, but if it was never designated, then there's no Isser. And so we wouldn't have a raya from his Braisa of the keeper that's Tami Mudras for Rav Shita. The Gemara continues, Tashma, we have an attempted raya for Abai that Hazmana Milsa. Nefesh Shabanoi L'Shem Chai, a nefesh, which is a building or structure over a kever that was built for a living person, meaning they had a kever designated for a living person and they built a structure over it before the guy died. Mutar Bana, it's Mutar Bana because it was for a living person. Whereas Hayz Vaidima Sechel L'Shem Mace, if even one row of bricks was added onto the structure for a mace, meaning the person had already died, and then they added on a row of bricks specifically for this deceased person, Asar Bana, it's Asar Bana. So we see from here that's Mana Milsa, that even though the person wasn't buried there yet, since the row of bricks was added on for the person, that's Hazmana, and it's Asar Bana. That's a raya for Abai. The Gemara says, no, not a raya, Hachamayiskin. What could we be talking about over here? The Rambe mace, where the mace was already buried there, and that's why it's Asar. As a raya, if that's so, my Irya Haysef. So why does the Brayas have to say that a row of bricks was added on, and that's why the structure is Asar? Kilo Haysef Nami. Even if a row of bricks wasn't added on, it would be Asar to use because there's actually a mace buried there. And the Gemara answers that, like, Tricha, the whole Chedesh is, Avagav de Panye, even though the mace was removed subsequently from the Kever, the structure is Asar to use because a row of bricks was added on for the mace. However, if that row of bricks was not added on for the mace, and then the mace was subsequently removed, it would be permitted to use. And just one more clarification of this, Amrav from Rav Papa, Amrav Chizda, Imahayim Akiroi, if you recognize that row of stones that was added on, Chalzai, he could remove it, Umutter, and the structure once again would be Mutter to use, because now whatever's left, the existing thing, never had Hazmana done to it. So once again, no Raya. The Gemara continues, Tashma, another attempted Raya for Abaye, that Hazmana Milsa, Hachaitzim Kever La'aviv, if a person carves out a kever for his father from stone, but then he went and buried his father in a different kever, Harei Zaloi Kever by Lamas, he's never allowed to use the original kever that he dug. And so it seems to be over here that Hazmana Milsa, even though he just designated it for his father's use, and he never used it, it's still Usser. The Gemara says, Nadaraya, Hasa Mishum Kavod Aviv, that's because of the kavod of his father. Since it was for his father, he's never allowed to use it, but not because of Hazmana. And Ochanam is actually logical to say that. Tiktoni say, because the end of that price says, Ram Shim Gamil says, Afachaita Avonim L'Aviv, even if a person carves stones out for his father, not that he carved out a grave in stones, he actually carved stones out, and that's what he was going to use for his father's kever. Then he ended up burying his father somewhere else. He's never allowed to use these stones. Now, if you want to say that the reason why these stones would be usher is because it just covered up his father, so that makes sense. But if you want to say it's because of an Isra of Azmana, well, that doesn't make sense. Let's say he spun thread with intention that once the thread is made, he's going to now weave it into Techrichan for a mace. Does anyone say that that's usher? Even a Bayu holds Hazmana Milsa. also, he doesn't hold this as hazmana, spinning thread with intention to use it for tachrichin, but it was never even used yet for tachrichin. Of course, that's not hazmana, so we wouldn't have a raya from this brisa either. The Gemara continues, Tashma, now an attempted raya for Rava, then hazmana lav milsa, kever chadash, a brand new kever, motor bana, one is allowed to benefit from it, hitl by nefel. However, if a stillborn was placed in it, asr bana, it's asr bana already. What do we learn from here? Hitl in, loy hitl loy. Then only if a nefel, a stillborn was placed in it, so now it's ready asr because there's somebody buried in it. But if nobody was buried in it yet, so then it's not asr bana, must be hazmana lav milsa. The Gemara says, no, not a raya, hua din da afagav deloy hitl. We could say that it would be the same din, even if nobody was buried in it, it could still technically be asr. Ulafing with Rav Shimon Gamliel, the whole chedeshir could just be excluding shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Amar who holds, ain't no fallen tefillas hakever, then a nefil stillborn doesn't have tefillas hakever, and just because it's buried somewhere, that doesn't mean that now it has a designation of a kever, kamashma in the chedesh is that we don't hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So no raya from here either. Tashma, another attempted raya for Rava, that hazmana lav milsa. We have a mission that discusses a collection of money that was made for a person who died because there wasn't enough money to bury him. So meister hamesim lemesim. Extra money that was collected for dead people is meant to be used for other dead people. Everyone who needed it for this dead person could use it for somebody else. Whereas meister hames liyarshav. Extra money that was collected for one specific mace, that's meant to be for his yarshim. As we see from here, hazmana lav milsa, that even though money was collected for a specific mace, so that's hazmana, nonetheless, if there's extra money left over, that should just be given to his yarshim. There's obviously no issue in using it. The Gemara says, no, not a raya hachmaiskin. What are we talking about over here? Shagavu mechayim. That the money was collected when the person was still alive. So that's not hazmana for a mace. The person was alive when they made the collection. The Gemara says, how can you say that? Holay tani hachi. That's not taught that. Did not, because this very mission that we just quoted says, Maisra hamesim lemesim. Maisra hames liyarshav. Vitani Allah. And a baraisa was taught on this Mishnah. Kate said, what's this referring to? So a couple of lemesim stam. If a collection was made for just people who had passed away and we don't know who they are, maybe they just came through the town collecting money or something. They were unidentified and they died. So a collection was made to help bury them. Is that what Maisra hamesim lemesim? That's what it means. Extra money that was collected for deceased people should be used for other deceased people that we don't know who they are. However, Gavul Mezeh, if money was collected for a particular mace, we know who he is, so then Zehu Meisra Mace Yarshav, that's what the mission is referring to when it says that the extra money collected for a mace goes to his Yarshim, and since it says in this Braisa that he is a mace, that's very obvious that they collected it for this person after he died, not before he died, and so we see Hazmana Lav Milsa. So Gemara says, still not a Rayel Tamecha, according to you, Ema Seifa, take a look at the end of that Braisa. Rav Meir says, that extra money is not to be used until Yo Hanavi comes, and Rav Nasan Emer, he says, the Yasa Dimas Al Kivrai, this extra money should be used to make a structure over the kever of this mace, Ozil Fenei Mitasai, or it should be used to purchase wine to sprinkle in front of his mita. And so we see from here that's actually Machalikas Tanaim, because you're right that the Reisha this Braisa is Mashma Hazmana Lav Milsa, but Rav Meir and Rav Nasan clearly seem to say that Hazmana Yes Milsa. And so we don't have a Raya from here either which way, and that's why the Gemara says, El Abayim Taras Latame, Rav Taras Latame, both Abay and Rava could explain this Mishnah and Braisa according to their own Shita. Abayim Taras Latame, Abay could explain according to his Shita, Dukuliam Hazmana Milsa, he, everybody could technically hold Hazmana Milsa. And Tanakama Sova, the Tanakama holds, Chazile Tafes, Delai Chazile, Loi Tafes, that whatever money is fitting to be used for this mace, so that's Tafes, that's considered Hazmana, and therefore it's not allowed to be used, but any money that's not fitting for the mace, meaning any extra money that was left over, that's not Tafes, it doesn't have this designation that it's meant for the mace, because anyway, it's extra and it's not necessary, and therefore it doesn't fit in the category of Hazmana, and that's why the extra money is allowed to be given to the Yarshim. Abai continues explaining, Rav Meir, what does he hold? Misapkale, Itafes, Loi Tafes, he's besuffic, he's not so sure whether or not that extra money is considered to be for the mace or not. Hilchach, therefore, he says, yo, don't touch him until Yo Navi comes. Rav Nasan, what does he hold? Pshitale devade tafes. He holds for sure that all the money that was collected for the mace, even the extra money, is considered designated for the mace. Hilchach, therefore, yasadimus al kevroi, that money either has to be used for a structure over the kever or for sprinkling wine in front of him. Now, Ravim Tarz Tame, Rav explains this whole thing according to his own shita, to kuli al mazmano lav milsahi. We could really say that everybody holds hazmano's lav milsa. Tanakam, sorry, the Tanakama holds, therefore, ki bazule, they already degraded this mace by having to make a collection for him, and since he's already degraded, achuli machol ziluse gabe yarshin, he's michael his degradation, and he's okay with the extra money being given to the yarshim. Look, he had to be shamed anyway that they had to make a collection for him, and he's more than happy for that extra money to be given to his yarshim. Rav Meir misapkale imachil le machil. Rav Meir's in doubt. He's not so sure whether or not the mace is michael on his covered. Hilkachlig behen v'chulu, therefore don't touch him until Yohan Navi comes. Whereas Rav Nasan, pshita le machil. It's obvious to him that the mace is not michael on his covered to that extent. It's such an embarrassment for the mace that a collection had to be made for him. He's not michael that the extra money is given to his yarshim. Hilkach, therefore, yasadimus al kivroi, the extra money should be used to build a structure over his kever, oizil fnei mitasai, or to have wine being sprinkled in front of his mita. And so once again, we don't have a raya from here. The Gemara continues, Tashma, another attempted raya for Rava, then Hazmana lav milsa. This talks about the tragic case of a child dying and how his parents are completely distraught over his death. Hayu aviv his father, mother are throwing clothing onto him. They want to answer all their possessions ba'ana because they're so sad over their son dying, so they just keep on throwing clothing on him. Mitzvah al cherem latzilon, it's a mitzvah for others to save that clothing. And so we see that hazmanan lav milsa, because even though the parents were designating this clothing to be buried with this kid, it's clearly not an issue because other people could just take it off and they save the clothing that way. Araya for Rava. However, the Gemara Memchas Amar Beis on top answers that no. Hasam Yishom Raihu, over there, it's just because of their bitterness and their sadness that their child died that they're doing this, and it's not even considered hazmana. They're not really trying to designate this clothing and make it usher. They're not really in the right frame of mind, so it's not considered hazmana. Asking more, Yachav, that's really so. Hayim Tani Allah, how would we explain the Brais, which was taught on this? Amar Shem Gamal, Shem Gamal tells us, when was it said, Shaloi Nagumita? That's only if his clothing didn't touch the mita. Aval Nagumita, Asurin. But if the clothing touched the mita, then it's usher. So it's mashma that this is real hazmana. The Gemara answers no. Tergum Ula. Ula explained as follows. We're talking about the bed, which is going to be buried with this kid. And the reason why the clothing would be usher is not because of hazmana. It's the mechalfi b'tachrichi ames. People are going to get confused. And they might end up thinking that these are the tachrichin of the mace. And if they see people taking the clothing off the bed and using them, they're going to say, oh, tachrichin of the mace are mutter. And that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel clarified that if this is the bed the kid is being buried with, so then the clothing is not allowed to be touched. But again, not because of hazmana, but for a different reason. So once again, no raya. The Gemara says, Tashma, here we have attempted raya for Abaye that hazmana milsa, kesh asol onich by tefillin. We have a pouch that was made in order to put tefillin into it. Asol onich by mois, one is not allowed to put money into it because it's tashmishe kedusha. It's something for a holy purpose, and therefore you can't just put regular money into it. However, let's say we just have a regular pouch, yinich by tefillin, and tefillin happened to have been placed into it, yinich by mois, a person can put money into it. As we see from here, that hazmana milsa, that even when it was just designated for tefillin, and tefillin wasn't even placed in it yet, still it's not allowed to be used for mundane purpose like money. So the Gemara says, not a raya. Ema, asai, vihinich by tefillin. Really, we should explain that what the Brice is saying is that it was made for it and tefillin was placed into it. And in such a case, also niach by mois, money is not to be put into it. And this is Rav Chizda, just like we had Rav Chizda on Amud Aleph. And the Gemara continues Tashma, another attempted raya, this time for Rava, that hazmana lav milsa. Amar le'uman, let's say a guy told a craftsman, asay li tik shal sefer, I want you to make me a nice tik, either a bag or a box for a sefer Torah, oy nar tik shal tefillin, or a bag for my tefillin, sashal ishtamash ben kaidesh, if they weren't yet used for their holy purpose, motel ishtamash ben chayl, they're allowed to be used for regular mundane purpose, nishtamash ben kaidesh, but if they were used for a holy purpose, also ishtamash ben chayl, they're not allowed to be used for a mundane purpose. So we clearly see from here that hazmana lav milsa, even though the guy was hired, I want you to make me something special for Sefer Torah or special for Tefillin. If it wasn't yet used for Kaddish purpose, there's no problem using it for a mundane purpose. And the Gemara says you're 100% right. This is a raya for Rava. However, Tanayi, it's Machalikas Tanayim. The Tanayi of Ibrahim tells us, Tzipan Zav, if a person coated their Tefillin in gold, Ashatal Alein Arshal Behemet Mea, or they covered them with hide of a non kosher animal, Psulais their Pasol. Whereas Arbehemet Tarek Sheirais, if the batim were made out of kosher animal hide, their kosher, Afal Pishalai Ibdan Lashman, even though the hides weren't processed lishma with intention that they're going to be for tefillin. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel tells us, af ar behema tahira psulais, even kosher animal hide is usher to be used for tefillin, ad sheabdu lishman, until they're processed and they're tanned lishma. As we see from here, that hazmana milsa, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's a raya for abaye. So it's machlekes tanaim. Now, before we come to the final psak of whether or not hazmana is yeah milsa or not milsa, we have a question on the original machlekes in the first place. We had said that abaye and Rava were arguing about tachrichin that were woven for a mace but not yet used. And the question is, is there such a place that there's going to be a mace sitting and waiting, and in the meantime they're going to be weaving a baguette for him? That's not covered for the mace. You're always going to have the tachrichin before the person dies. So the moment that he dies, we can put him in the tachrichin. Would we have such a case where the mace is sitting there and we're weaving tachrichin? This is such an irrelevant machlekes in the first place. So Armalei told him, and it actually is relevant. Such as the seized people in Arpanya, they were so poor, they didn't have money for tachrichin. Only after the person died, they made a collection and they wove very basic tachrichin, very cheap stuff, and that's the case that they were arguing about. Now we get to the psak, darsh meremar, meremar darshin, hilchzak avasid abayi, the lachzak abayi, that hazmana milsa, rabbanan army, they say, halachzak avasid rava, the lachzak rava, that hazmana lav milsa, hilchzak avasid rava, and that's the bottom line, that lacha is like rava, that hazmana lav milsa. Now going back to discuss people who are executed, tanar banu evbraisa, haruge malchus, someone who's executed by the king, this is referring to a Jewish king, for example, he was married by malchus, he rebelled, nechsein lemelech, that person's possessions go to the king. The king appropriates all this person's possessions and does not go to the Yarshim. Or Zeruge Bezin, someone who's executed by Bezin, Nechsein Liyarshin, their Nechasim just go to the Yarshim. Now, Rabbi Hudaimer, he argues and says, Afruge Malchus Nechsein Liyarshin, even somebody who's killed by the king, his Nechasim go to his Yarshim. Not really, Rabbi Huda asks Rabbi Huda, but like very Nemard, where he says in the Pasuk, and this refers to King Achav, who asked a person named Navais to sell him his vineyard. Navais refused. Wicked Queen Izevel hired two false Edim to testify that Navais cursed Hashem and the king, and he was put to death for his rebellion, and Achav took the vineyard. The Pasuk says, Hine Bekerem Navais, behold, Achav is in the vineyard of Navais, Asher Yard Sham Lurishtoi, that he went down to inherit it. And since it doesn't say that the king went to steal it, it says he inherited it. That seems to tell us that when a king kills somebody for rebellion, the king takes his possessions, not the Yarshim. So Amar Lahen, he told them, Ben Achi Aviv Haya, King Achav was actually the son of the brother of the father of Navais, meaning he was a paternal cousin, and he's actually with the Yarshim, because we know that paternal cousins will Yarshin each other if there's no other Yarshim. However, the response to that is, Valoya Harbe Banim Hayulai, Navais had a lot of children, so why wouldn't they Yarshin him? Amar Lahen, Rabbi Yehuda responded, Oisei Ve'ez Banim Harag, Achav killed not only Navais, but also his sons. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Imloyas Demei Navais, Ve'ez Demei Banav Reisi. Rabbanan, they would respond to that by saying, Ahu Banim Haru'uyin Lotzis Menhu. That Pasuk is referring to the sons that could have come from Navais had Achav not killed him. But Achav didn't actually kill Navais' sons that he already had. The Gemara continues discussing this. This is good according to Manda Amar, the Tanakama. Then Chasim of somebody who rebelled against the king, go to the king. So that's what we can understand the Pasuk says. Berech Navais el Kim Vamelech, that the accusation was that Navais cursed Hashem and the king. El Manda Amar Nechseim Liyarshim. But according to Manda Amar, then the Chasim go to the Yarshim of the one who was killed. Lamali Vamelech. Why does the Pasuk have to say Vamelech and he cursed the king? It's not relevant that he cursed the king. All that had to be told to the people was that he got put to death because he cursed Hashem, and that should be sufficient for them. However, the response to that is, well, Tamech, according to Yusuf's Rabbi Yehuda, Elikim Lamali, why does it have to say that he cursed Hashem? That's not relevant. The fact is that he cursed the king, and that's why the Nechasim go to the king. Why does it have to say Hashem? Ela must be, says Rabbi Yehuda, Lafushe Rizcha, in order to get everyone upset, meaning in order for Achav to look good in the eyes of the people, for them not to get upset at him for killing Navais, he had to add insult to injury and say that Navais cursed Hashem and me, and that's going to get the Olam riled up. Hachnami, so to over here, according to me, says Rabbi Yehuda, Lafushe Rizcha is just said to get everyone more riled up and in defense of Achav for killing Navais, and therefore the word Elikim and Melech are not extra. The market continues suggesting a riot for the Chavim Tanakama, Bishlam Alman to Amr Nechseim Melech. This is all good according to Tanakama. Then Nechasim, somebody killed by the king, goes to the king. Hayim Dechsev, that's why the Pasuk says, Vayonas Yoivel Oil Hashem. Yoiv ran to the tent of Hashem. We'll explain this in a moment. Vayachzak Bakarnas HaMizbeach, and he grabbed onto the corners of the Mizbeach. Uksiv, and it says, Vayomer Loi Kipai Amos. He said, no, I'm going to die over here. This refers to Yoiv, David's general, who had killed two great men, Avner ben Ner and Amasa ben Yasser, whom we'll discuss more at length in tomorrow's daf. And at the time of his death, David had commanded his son Shlomo to kill Yoav. He had also cursed Yoav's descendants, and this pasuk describes how Yoav had fled to the Mishkan and held onto the Mizbeach and said, no, I'm going to die over here. And so this fits according to Chachamim that somebody killed by the king, his property gets taken by the king, and that's why Yoav would run to the Mishkan hoping to be killed by the Sanhedrin, and then his property would go to his descendants, to his Yarshim, not to the king. El Ma'adam Rechsein Liyarshim, but according to the Ma'adam Amar, that anyway, even if a person killed by the king, his Nechasim go to his Yarshim, Ma'adam Glemino. What's the difference? Why did Yoav run to the Mizbeach? Who does he care who he's killed by? And the answer is L'chai Shah. He just simply ran there to try to prolong his life a little bit longer. As we're going to see, there was a whole ensuing discussion and nothing to do with who his Yerusha went to. So now we continue discussing this. Shlomo HaMelech had sent Benayo ben Yoyada in order to kill Yoav. And then the Pasuk tells Vayashev Benayo el HaMelech. Benayo responded to the king, Dover, with a matter, Lamar, saying, Koy Dibur Yoav, this is what Yoav said, V'koy Anani, this is what I answered. And that means that a whole conversation took place between Benayo and Yoav. And this is what happened. Amar Le, Yoav told Benayo, Zil Emale, go tell the king Shlomo, Tarti Lo Savid B'hai Gavra. Two things can happen to this man. There were two things that were said about Yoav. David HaMelech cursed him and told Shlomo to kill him. And so Yoav was telling Benayo that both things can happen. Ikatlislay, if you're going to kill him, meaning if you're going to kill me, Kabul Atuse Delati Avuch, that means you, Shlomo, are going to have to accept the curse upon yourself that your father cursed me. Bilay, but if not, meaning if you don't want the curse, Shav Kesin, leave him, meaning don't kill me, Deleko Bilatuse Delati Avuch, so then he'll get the curse that your father cursed him. In other words, Yoav was telling Benayo to tell Shlomo HaMelech, I can't be killed and that my descendants are going to get this curse. So if Shlomo is going to kill me, then that means the curse is going to go back onto Shlomo. And if he doesn't want the curse to go on him, so then he can't kill me. Now, Vayomer HaMelech, the king told Benayo, Asei Kasher Diber, speak as he said, Upaga by Kurasai, and strike him and kill him. So it happened that Yoav was killed. Now, Amar Yehudam Ravi tells us, Kol Klaus she killed David as Yoav, all the curses that David cursed Yoav with, Kam Bizarre Shal David, they actually were carried out in the offspring of David. Now, we quote the pasuk that David said of the curses to Yoav, Al Yikaris and Beis Yoav, there shall not cease from the house of Yoav, Zav, Umitzaira, Umachsek Bapelach, Venoifel Bacherev, Vachasar Lechem. So now we explain where we see all these. Zav, Merchavam. Rechavam, who's the son of Shlomo HaMelech, he was a Zav. How do we know this? The pasuk says, Vamelch Rechavam is Amitzlav's Merkava. King Rechavam tried hard to get onto the Merkava, which literally means chariot. Lonus Yushalim, Toronto Yushalim. Uksiv, another pasuk says about a Zav, Vachala Merkava, Shir Yirkav, all of Hazav Yitma, that any Merkav that a Zav goes on should become Tameh. So we're using this word Merkav from the pasuk of Zav and Merkava from the word of Rechavam to show that Rechavam was a Zav. Mitzaira, where do we see the David's descendants were a Mitzaira? Meuzio, from King Uzio. Because the pasuk says, Vichaskase, when he was strong, Gava Libai al Hashches, he became haughty, so he acted corruptly. Vayimel Bashem al Akav, Vayavel Hechel Hashem, he came to the Heichal of Hashem lahakshal mizbach haketayres to bring ketayres on the mizbeach. Uksev, the pasuk says vatsaras zarcha mitzchay, and saras sprouted forth from his forehead. So we see the descendant of David HaMelech had saras machzik bapelech, which literally means holding a cane because there's a problem with the feet. Me'asa, we see this from King Asa. Uksev, the pasuk says rak le'esik nasoi, just towards his old age chalas raglov, his feet became sick, meaning he had problems with his feet and he needed a cane. And from Rav Yudam Rav, what was his sickness? Shachaze podagra, that he had podagra, which the Mefarshim explain as a disease called gout. And Amar Marzot Rebbe Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, hechi dami, what's the feeling of gout? How does this feel, this podagra? Amar told him, kemach basar chai, like a needle being poked into raw flesh. And the question is, minayada, how did he know that? And there's three answers. Either we could say that he had this problem himself, either we could say, mirabe havagamar le, he learned it from his rebbeim, or we could say that we have a pasuk, soed Hashem li reyav, the secret of Hashem is to those who fear him, ubrisa ilahidiyam, and his covenant is to make them known, and therefore, even though he didn't learn it from his rebbeim and he never had it himself, Hashem gives the secrets to those who fear him, so basically he knows, due to his great chachma and close relationship to Hashem, this is how Pedagra feels. Continue to explain the pasuk, noifal bacherev, where do we see this? Me'yashio, from King Yashio. The pasuk says, v'yayru lamelch Yashio, and the archers shot at King Yashio, from Rabbi Yehuda Marav, shaso kol gufay kekvaro, that they turned his whole body into a sieve, they shot so many arrows at him. So that's noifal bacherev. And lastly, v'chasar lechem, lacking bread, where do we see this from? Me'yichanya, from King Yechanya, who was taken into Galos by Nebuchadnezzar. The pasuk says, after he was released from jail by the son of Nebuchadnezzar, his meal was a steady daily meal that was given to him, mashma, that he didn't have steady meal beforehand, he only got a meal after Nebuchadnezzar's son released him, so we see that there was a point in time that he was chasar lechem. And we conclude today with the following, Amar Yehuda Marav, Hanu Damri Inchi, this is a great expression of what people say, Mem Tetzar Malaf on top, Tehei Luta, Voloi Tehei Lata, you should be the one who is cursed, and not the one who does the cursing, because David HaMelech cursed Yoav, but we see that it turned out that those curses ended up coming back right on to David's descendants, and so therefore it's better to be cursed and not curse. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing with this story of Yoav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.